Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
She's got bleak chat.
The hideaway is open tonight.
I looked at it or whatever.
You know, got quicksand. It's like the equivalent is made out of dicks.
It's banter. What do you think about Brexit?
What's that?
Does that mean we won't have any cheese?
Are you joking?
You are a liar, actress.
100% my type on paper.
She's got the chat.
Hello, and welcome to She's Got the Chat. I'm Mara.
And I am Ari.
Woo, we have week one, or the first three episodes of Love Island Games for you guys today.
We have the first three episodes of Love Island Games ever for you today.
Right. Forever. I am so impressed already.
I was impressed from the moment that I turned on my TV.
Yeah, same. That intro, I mean, we'll get more into it, but I was just like,
I was on the edge of my seat.
Yeah, same.
I feel like it set the tone, absolutely. They caught my attention right away.
So good. Yeah, let's go ahead because I want to get into this. Let's take care of some of our business up top.
We are still unsure of the exact airing schedule of this show, which feels absolutely wild, but yeah. What we know is that there are not episodes on Saturdays. We don't know when Unseen Bits is going to be or if there are going to be 6 days of episodes or 5 days of episodes. So that being said, for now, we're recording a recap of the first three episodes. We will keep you updated as things potentially change. We're likely just going to be doing one recap episode a week, covering however many episodes there will be every week. And then we are likely going to be dropping those recaps on Monday morning. So again, we'll let you know if anything changes, but that is the plan for now.
Yeah. One other thing I wanted to talk about is we now have a Discord. So if you don't follow us on social, you definitely should. But we have started a Discord channel because we wanted ways for people to connect with both us and each other as fans of the show, because Ari and I met through a podcast that we both really love. And I just think that that would be very special for everybody else to, you know, get to know each other and commiserate about Love Island. And you can talk to us, you can talk to other people about the show. And it's just an accessible way to meet other people. But the link is in our bio on Instagram for Discord. All you got to do is click it and it will take you to the Discord. It automatically gets you in there. If you have any trouble with it, feel free to DM us and I am happy to help. Also, a reminder, I am doing coverage of Love Island Australia season on our socials, on Reels and TikTok specifically, and YouTube. Please go check that out as well. Ari, I don't know if you started watching Australia at all.
No,
but
I have not.
It's fucking insane this season. It's like, dang. I don't know if, and I say that not in like, it's insane, it's so good. It's insane, like, I kind of hate everyone.
Oh. Yeah. Well, that doesn't really inspire me to want to go watch it. But it does inspire me to talk about Love Island Games.
100%. I am so much more excited to talk about games than I am to talk about Australia. But yes. I have a lot of complaints about Australia, so it is what it is.
Okay. Well, glad we're not recapping it. If you have to decide, obviously watch games and follow along with us.
Agreed.
A few more pieces of business and then we will get into it. We are obviously chomping at the bit. I wanted to circle back around. As I said, I would in the last episode. I did a deep dive on Eyal's Instagram. I believe that he is 100% veneer free. He's definitely had some dental work. I don't know. He had kind of two front teeth that were not fully aligned. Like there's some sort of like braces or Invisalign or something, mm-hmm. but the shape of his teeth is the same. I'm sure he's also had some whitening. I'm going no veneers.
Wow. That's so crazy.
Yes.
Good, I guess.
Something else I noticed when I was going through his Instagram is that he did not ever do a social media scrub. And there are things on his Instagram that I would just encourage him not to have. Not like problematic things, but I think mm-hmm. I sent you one, Mara, that was like, I want to be so successful that one day my signature is called an autograph. And it's like, maybe if you're trying to come off as for the right reasons on TV where you have specifically been there for love, because even when he was on Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, it was in the context of a romantic partnering with a housewife's child.
Right.
You should just get rid of that.
I agree.
Should I comment? Maybe I'll comment from She's Got the Chat. Oh, recommended God, to delete. Anyway, as always, let's chat about our cities where our last episode was downloaded only one time. So our last episode, which was our cast breakdown for this season, was downloaded in 237 cities. And three of the cities in which there were only one download are Carlsbad, California. Please share with a friend, listener in Carlsbad. Effort, Thuringia. Please share with a friend. And again, Mara, Cranberry Township, Pennsylvania.
Cranberry Township. Wow. Whoever Come that on, is, people. Share with a friend.
I'm going to call you every week until there are two downloads in Cranberry Township.
It just dawned on me that people could be sharing with friends who don't live where they live.
Well, that's not what I'm asking for. I'm asking you to share with local friends. Oh, and then finally, as always, please follow us on all social media platforms, including YouTube, Threads, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok. Am I missing anything?
That's everything.
At She's Got the Chat on all platforms. And please rate, review, and subscribe to our podcast wherever you get your podcasts. It would be greatly appreciated.
All right, Ari, without further ado,
let's chat.
All right, episode one, Love Island Games, season one. We have Maya Jama. She steps off onto an island from a helicopter. Is it the same island that Cassie and Leo went on a date? Previous season of USA. Maybe. She walks into what I thought was originally like an outhouse, but is actually an underground spy center.
Well, it's intended to look like a little shack. And then she walks into it. And I thought she was going to be walking into the villa. But yes, it's the spy place. Also, just of note, during this entire scene, we have a slow, dramatic version of Britney Spears' Toxic.
Yes. What a choice.
Setting the scene.
I loved it. I loved every second of it. So then Maya and her spy cohorts travel around the world using drone footage to gather all of the islanders of the world. And then we head back and we are in the Fiji villa from our most recent USA season. And we get our first intros. We have Justine. She was the first Black winner of USA season 2, and she's ready to compete. We also have Selly, her best friend. She says that this time she will win, and she doesn't want to see her ex, Johnny. She calls him Satan. She says that he was not loyal, and she wasn't speaking up for herself last time, but this time she's going to speak up.
Yeah, and I just have to think, Selly, when they ask you to talk about how you don't want to see your ex, Johnny, in your intro package.
Yeah.
Just know he'll be showing up very shortly.
Yes, 100%. So then we see our UK OG Islanders hanging out on a yacht. We've got Jack. He's 27 from East London from season 4. He now works as a DJ. He says he's very competitive and that we should not underestimate him. And we have Liberty, who's 24, from season 7. She gives us a rundown of her storyline that occurred with Jake. And says that her game, her love game, is disastrous. She's here for love, but she's also competitive and wants to win.
Mm-hmm.
And then back in the Fiji villa, we see Ray walk in. Ray, he says he's from season 1 of USA. He called the season boring, which we wouldn't know.
I mean, I was so bored from the first episode that I stopped and thought I watched the whole season. So would agree. Yes.
Exactly. So he says he wants to see Imani, and he says that if he doesn't fall in love, he's going for the cash.
Yeah. I also have to say, he said he's from season 1 of USA. He says it's boring, but he says that it is the season that paved the way.
Yes.
And Ray redeemed himself for me over the course of these 3 episodes, but this was absolute blasphemy. And He had an uphill battle after that for me.
Interesting.
Because what do you mean it paved the way? Yeah. If he hasn't seen UK, that is a problem.
I agree. Obviously, UK paved the way.
There's a lot of, and I can't tell how much of it is real or not, but a lot of seemingly players this season that haven't seen other seasons or other franchises.
Right.
And I kind of don't believe it. Maybe, you know, it's the case with some of them, but it's hard to believe that they would be bringing in such inexperienced players.
I agree. I think we can talk more about this when this comes up, but it's easy to actually it's pretty easy to tell when someone has seen somebody else's seasons and when they haven't.
Yeah. And absolutely.
It's fun to see who did their research.
Well, I mean, this is about to happen, so I'll say it now. When the UK yacht shows up, first of all, loved that they had them all come in different ways. Like they had Selly and Justine driving. They had them on a yacht. I loved the jokes Ian Sterling was making about how they sailed from the UK. but when they come in, Justine is like, I am fangirling. Like I've been watching these people for years. And I was like, that is the correct
response.
Preparation and response. That's a harsh response to seeing fucking Toby and Liberty walking into the building.
I know. I felt like I was fangirling. I was like, I cannot fucking believe I'm seeing these people on my screen again. This is mind-blowing to me.
Yes! Yes!
It was awesome.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And even though Justine is a U.S. winner, she is still in no way as relevant to Love Island as a franchise as either Toby or Liberty or I guess fucking Jack.
Agree.
But whatever. So anyway. Extremely. Wait, who am I missing? It was
the 4 of them.
Fucking no, but I haven't said Curtis. I haven't said Curtis' name a single time.
The forgotten one.
Anyway, I noticed and texted you. I was really trying to avoid texting you, but I texted Mara, has Selly always had a face tattoo? Because I was so thrown off by this. And she said no. She got it
somewhat recently.
She also has a lot of filler going on.
She does.
We see Selly now ITM that her and Ray are just friends, but they have kissed. He's a flirt. And he sits down, talks to Justine and Selly as well about how he's interested in Imani. I just wanted to bring this up because Selly says that Imani is the most beautiful woman she's ever seen.
Yeah.
And I could not agree more. Love Selly being like, I feel you. Like, I want her to come in too. Yeah. So we now see Imani, of course, enter the villa. She is 22. She is from LA. She says she doesn't really realize it, but looking back on her season, she might be a little bit dramatic. And she says she is a force to be reckoned with.
I didn't really find her that dramatic on her season.
I did not either.
I was sort of like, really? Like, who told you that? Like, how did you get that from what you saw? I didn't see that.
I mean, I'm sure that if you or I were on the season, we would watch it with very different eyes, like being critical of ourselves, because that's human nature.
That's true.
And, you know, she wasn't on the season that much. So yeah. I think that we probably weren't left with a huge impact outside of her beauty and wishing that we had seen more of her. And as Gabe brought up as we were watching it, he goes, is that the girl that was with Mitch? And I was like, what are you talking, like, confusing everything. And he goes, no, like, who was the one that was like dorky? And I was like, oh, Bergie.
With Mitch.
We now see Ray tell Imani that he is excited to see her and he's interested in her. And back on the yacht, Toby is sharing about his season. He says he was a runner-up on season 7 with Chloe. Of course, he plays football. He says that there's nothing wrong with people thinking he's a player and he cannot wait to see if his game is international. I'll tell you right now that it is.
It is, yeah.
Curtis, also from the UK, he's 27. He mentions that he made it to the end with Mara, fails to mention Amy Hart.
Mm-hmm.
He says that they lasted for about 6 months, and he talks about how in this game, you're not sure if the person you're coupled up with actually likes you or is just with you because of the game. And I may be reading a little bit too much into this, but my theory that I have shared in the past is that that is why Mara Higgins was with him on his original season, and I wonder if this is a dig at her.
Ooh. Oh, I didn't even think about that. I could see that.
Although I do think that they broke up, at least the public narrative is that they broke up because he cheated. So this could be the beginning of him planting seeds to try to rehabilitate his image and change that public narrative.
Love this.
I hate it, but.
Well, I like this conspiracy.
Oh, thank you. Yes. So we have our UK Islanders now enter the villa. Everyone's fangirling. This is where Justine is like, oh my God.
Mm-hmm.
Sally immediately expresses interest in Toby. Curtis says that Americans bring the energy.
Mm-hmm.
And Jack says that he feels like he caught a vibe with Imani and thinks she's funny.
Yes. And then next entering the villa is Jess and Callum from Australia. We have Jess from season 4. She says that she's going to give less of a fuck. She says that her journey was messy and she went for every bombshell that came in. She says that she doesn't have a filter and she will do what it takes to win and she will play dirty. And we have Callum. He's 25. He's originally from Wales, but he lives in Brisbane. He's also from season 4. He calls his journey on his previous season chaotic. He said that I thought it was 100% about looks, but now it's like 80% looks, 20% personality.
Yeah, he's like, I've grown. I know it's not 100% looks now. I love him.
I love him so fucking much. Like, my heart bursts every time he talks and opens his mouth and he's on my screen. I'm like, I love you, Callum.
Oh my God, obsessed.
He's fucking TV gold.
Like, could not agree more.
Oh, love it. Callum says that he's spontaneous and he's trying to say the word monotony, but he keeps saying monogamy and monopoly. I was like, you mean monotony. It's monotony, Callum.
He's like, it's monogamy, but where it's the same every day. And I'm
monopoly?
Like,
monopoly?
Freudian slip much, because like, right. Monogamy is kind of monotonous. Same. Sounds like something that you're not interested in either.
That's so true.
Oh man, my God, I love him so much.
I love him so much.
He's
I know.
So funny.
He's so fucking funny.
Gabe kept laughing at him and I'd be like, I know, isn't he funny? And he'd be like, he's so stupid. And I was like, I know, yeah. He's so good. He's such good TV.
Yeah. And he plays up how dumb he is, which makes it, he's like not actually quite that dumb.
He's self-aware.
He's self-aware, and he plays up his quote-unquote stupidity, and it's hilarious every time. Yeah,
absolutely. Chef's kiss.
Ugh, chef's kiss, I know. Callum says that if the challenges are about being smart, he's fucked. And then we get our first BCGC, our Boys Chat Girls Chat of the season.
Initiated by Jess.
Yes, Jess drags all the girls off and the boys go off as well. So Jack says that he's interested in getting to know Imani and Justine. All of the guys are really impressed that Toby seems to remember all of the girls' names.
This is one of the first moments where I was like, he probably knows their names because he's seen their seasons.
Yeah.
But they're all like, oh my God, they just introduced themselves to you and you know their names already. And it's like, are you all not prepared?
Yeah, no, they're definitely not prepared. I don't know, though. I feel like Callum probably did watch all of it.
And still doesn't know their names.
Still doesn't know their names, yeah.
Yeah, I 100% agree.
Yeah. The girls then see that they think all the boys are cute, and they talk about how the UK boys like to tease girls and stuff, and that the US boys will have a cool swagger about them.
Yeah, they do this thing, which our pod listeners won't appreciate, but you can maybe clip and put on the Insta, where they're like, US boys will be like, they're like, you'll fall for it every time. I was like,
right? Ugh. Not me. And then last in, we have Steph and Lisa. Steph, I made a note, opens the wine properly. Thank you. Steph is from France. He's 24 years old. He lives in Paris. He's played professional basketball. And he says that he thinks the Americans will like his accent.
Mm-hmm.
I did. Mm-hmm. And then we have Lisa, who's 28. She's from Love Island, Sweden, season 3. She says that her journey on her season was more about love with the fridge than boys. And she actually DM'd us and responded to something.
I saw this.
Did you? Yes.
And I was slightly validated because when you brought this up to me, I was like, that doesn't make any sense.
Yeah. So we had said that Lisa was an OG that was ultimately dumped, and then she returned to the villa. And then when she returned to the villa, she left the same day. That is not true. She said that she did not leave the same day after she came back into the villa. She did not give any further clarification on how many days she lasted thereafter, but I did want to make that note because she reached out. So
sorry, Lisa.
Sorry, Lisa. I got the wrong information online.
In her intro, she goes, I may look like a Barbie doll, but I'm a fucking Viking.
Yeah.
And I was like, whoo.
She came to fucking play.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Lisa also says she likes to be the center of attention, and she really wants an alpha male teddy bear kind of guy.
Mm-hmm.
Steph says he wants both love and money. Lisa mentions that she used to play soccer, and then Toby ITMs that Lisa came here to win.
We see Maya Jama enter the villa. She says that the Islanders will still be in couples, but they will be competing against each other in challenges, as her explanation of kind of how this season is going to differ from their previous experiences on the show. Mm-hmm. The challenges will determine everything, including who is in the villa, who is coupled, and who gets dumped. The challenges will also determine the winner. So I guess that means, and I am glad to hear this, that maybe for Love Island games, at least, we did not have them film 4 different outcomes of the 4 final winners or the 4 finalists winning.
Right.
Because maybe it's not a vote at any point. Maybe it's legit just challenges, and I'm here for right. it. If you're going to pre-record a season, that's the way to do it.
I totally agree. It's hard to imagine Love Island without voting, but I am fine with it in this context.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
So we now see our first challenge of the season, and I have to say, immediately, I was like, okay, this is why this is Love Island games. These are like yeah. more legit challenges. Usually it's like, do this, and then the boys will all decide who was sexiest. Mm-hmm. This is legit. Like, they have to be physical. They have to jump through a wall. They have to, like, gather things underwater, run, blah, 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 blah. Of course, there's some strip teasing and making out as well. This is yeah. Love Island. But
right.
It is a more legit athletic endeavor. So it is called All Spies on Me. We have our Islanders in formal wear. And this challenge is going to determine the order of the girls in the first recoupling. Each girl is randomly assigned a boy to help them. In other words, make out with them.
Mm-hmm.
Although they do help them in the beginning, popping the balloons. And then they also get tied up, untied, and then make out with them at the end. So the point of the challenge is that all of the girls have to collect 3 red hearts as quickly as possible. The hearts are in the 2 different dunk tanks, and then the last one is out at sea. They swim out and get that one after doing their little striptease out of their formal gown into their bathing suit. And did you see that they all had like a, I don't even know what it would be called, like a leg harness, like a leather daddy thing? I don't know.
Well, like a little, like a thigh holster. Yeah.
But I hate that word because it's gun.
Yeah, I mean that's the what they're supposed to be for,
right?
Holding a gun.
Oh, but was this one to hold the hearts?
Yeah, maybe.
I feel like they didn't put the hearts in them.
And I feel like they didn't put the hearts in there either.
Anyway, it was maybe just, you know, a little sexy touch.
Yeah, I think it was for decoration.
So they come back and then they kiss their boy. We see Justine and Curtis first. She is struggling with the second heart and loses her wig, loses her lashes, ends up bailing on it. Did you make the sense that they didn't have to swim that far to get the third heart in the water?
Originally, when they shared the order of events and they were like, then they have to swim out to sea, they made it look like they had to actually really swim really far.
They kind of just ran through the ocean for a little while.
They mostly just ran and they didn't actually have to swim. And I was kind of like, okay, that's not so bad.
Yeah.
Like, this is like almost a triathlon at this point.
Mara, you really need to watch The World's Stupidest Soldier.
The World's Hottest Soldiers.
Cass texted me and said The World's Stupidest Soldier. Why do I keep wanting to say shoulder? For those who don't know, what's it the actual name of the show? World's Toughest
Warrior?
No, it is Soldier. No, it's like World Something's Best Soldier. Old Toughest Test. It's like
Toughest Test. World's Toughest Test.
Oh, I think I brought it up on the show before because I am watching specifically because Nick Viall, Tyler Cameron, and Tom Sandoval are in it.
Mm-hmm.
Their challenges make this look like fucking child's play.
I believe it. I mean, that's like an actual army, like a black ops level.
I mean, I fucking guess. Like, is this actually what military training is? If you have been in the military and you have seen the show, can you please DM us at She's Got the Chat? Because if I wasn't anti-war before, I would be after watching the show. It is physical, emotional abuse and torture.
Wow.
And maybe of course, Tyler Cameron is like, this is... Maybe I should. This is like so like strengthening, like my brother is in the army and it's just like I'm so proud of him. And it's like, this is like not something to be proud of. This is deeply fucked up.
Damn. Anyway,
you please watch it for real.
Okay. I'll turn it on. Yeah.
And I mean, I at least will intake any single little Scandoball scrap I can. So that's also why I'm watching Dancing with the Stars to hear Ariana talk about it. Anyway.
Yeah. I love it.
Justine and Curtis have absolutely no chemistry. This makeup between them was bad, I thought.
Yeah. I feel like everything was really, like, rushed and, like, heightened.
Yeah. So we now see Lisa and Steph go. They have a bit of a hard time popping the balloons, but she does pretty well. She finds the second heart. Imani ITMs that she lifts cows in her free time. And everyone is like, oh, shit. Oh, Lisa came to play. Oh, we got to keep our eye on her.
Yeah.
Which is exactly why I love her being like, I know I look like a Barbie, but I'm a fucking Viking. Because like that is the ultimate strategy in this game, I think.
Yeah. No, I totally agree.
It's beautiful.
Yeah.
Sally is going now, and she says before she picks her partner that she is hoping she gets Toby. And Toby goes, say less. I know. Hoping you get me now too. And I was like, I forgot how like yummy Toby is.
I know. He's got so much rizz.
He does it for me.
No, I like Toby too.
She ends up, of course, pulling Jack, and Jack launches himself onto the balloon, which won't pop.
He, like, full arms, legs wide out, fall, like, throws his entire body weight onto the ground, onto this balloon that I'm certain he was hoping would pop, and it just falls out underneath of him.
It is so funny.
It's very funny.
Sally wasn't able to get through the wall on her first attempt at crashing through it.
That was hilarious.
It was so funny. And Jess ITMs that she, like, the wall said, nope. But right. Then Jess had the exact same thing happen to her, which I thought was hilarious as well.
That was, yeah, Jess's commentary on that was really funny too.
Sally ends up getting the first heart, but can't find the second one. And Imani and Toby go next. He has the genius strategy of biting the balloon. Mm-hmm. He goes, what's the sharpest thing on my body? And I was like, oh my God, where's he going with this?
Yeah.
My teeth. Oh my God, obviously. Genius. God, yeah. He's so good at the game.
He is. He's like, nobody else is thinking of that. I'm like, you're right, Toby. They're not.
Yeah. And you went like close to last, so nobody can steal your shit either. You right. Fucking genius.
Genius.
She finds both of the hearts. We now see Jess, and she is gonna get either Callum or Ray. She's like, I don't want to get Callum. She talks about their history that they had on their season and that, like, she would never revisit that. And of course she ends up getting Callum.
Classic.
He's trying to pop the balloons by smashing them on the ground, which I'm like, you should have just watched Toby before you.
Right.
She does not find the hearts. And then finally, we have our last two, which is Liberty and Ray. They have a lot of trouble with the balloons, and Liberty also doesn't find either heart.
Yeah. We've been saying they found heart one or they found heart two. Everyone finds heart three. Obviously, that's the one that they run out and get into the water.
Yes.
But only some of them find one or two.
The tub hearts. The tank hearts.
Yeah, the tank hearts. So then Maya brings everyone back to the villa for the results of the challenge. The order of the girls picking is Lisa first. She won in the fastest time.
Well, so basically the way they do it is the people that found all three hearts go first in order of their times, then right. People that found two hearts, then the people that found just the one.
Just the one, yes. So Lisa picks first, and she ends up coupling with Curtis. Maya asks why Lisa picked Curtis, and she says she's going to keep it for herself.
That was a playa.
Playa. Imani gets to choose next. She decides to couple up with Ray, following just with Justine, who couples up with Jack, Sally, who couples up with Toby, Liberty, who couples up with Callum, and Jess, who couples up with Steph. And Jess says that it's not so bad because Steph was in her top three anyway.
Uh-huh.
Maya then explains to all the Islanders that losing challenges will put you at risk of leaving the villa, and she says that their first surprise might come sooner than they think. And then everyone explores the villa and gets to know the villa. Mm-hmm. We then start to see our chats with the Islanders. So we have our first chat with Curtis and Lisa. Curtis says that he's a family guy, but he also likes to party. Lisa says that she's a relationship girl. Curtis says that he's not the type to sleep around and that he would choose love over winning. He says he wants kids, and they both decide they want two boys.
Can I just say that entire conversation gave me such the ick?
Because of Curtis.
He's like, I love to party. I don't really sleep around. I want kids. I want two boys.
I know.
Everything about that is disgusting to me.
Yeah, I you hate Curtis.
It's just annoying. Like, don't talk about yourself. Show yourself. Like, prove to be a good person. Like, I like to party, but I love my family. And also, like, if you want two boys, she's got the chat follower. You have two boys. If you have two boys, that is not your fault. If you want two boys, I think that's fucked up, personally. I don't think we need more men on this planet.
That's hilarious. Oh my gosh. I mean, two boys is a lot of work, but two kids is a lot of work.
Yeah.
Okay, so then we see a conversation between Ray and Imani, and Ray says that Imani is killing it. Imani says she's ready to settle down and that she's looking for love and wants someone who understands what she does for work. She says that she wants to be a doctor, and currently her major is molecular biology. And I don't know if we learned any of this on USA.
I think we knew that about her. Did you get – you watched this on Peacock, right?
Yeah.
So there were two maybe times that I noticed in this first episode where it gave me the option to watch an extended scene. Did you get that?
No.
So this was the first time, and I got like an extended version of the scene between Imani and Ray. It was wild.
What the fuck? I'm so jealous.
So,
okay, tell me more.
What was added is they had a conversation about like, what do you bring to the table that's going to make you good at the game? And Ray says that he's fast. He's like, I can run. I'm really fast. And I'll be good at the social game.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Raymond.
Raymond.
I love that. I like Ray also, I just want to say.
No, I do too.
He's great.
He started off really, really bad for me with the saying that Love Island US season one paved the way. So, yeah, no, for me to feel so positively about him means that he must be awesome.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. Well, I didn't remember, because I remember Destiny was like a microbiologist, and yeah. I didn't remember ever hearing that Imani wanted to be a doctor, but I probably just forgot it, to be honest.
Was Destiny a microbiologist?
Yeah. Huh. Right? I'm pretty sure.
I don't remember. We now see a chat between Justine and Jack. They talk about soccer, give each other some compliments, and she ITMs that picking Jack was the most strategic, but he is also attractive. He says he's determined, and they have a little bit of banter about who's faster. They do a race that is – I wanted to, like, legit see the race, but of course he's, like, pulling on her. And
yeah.
Yeah. We then see a chat between Jess and Steph. Steph says that – this whole thing was so weird. He's like, you're in my top two. He says he likes sporty ladies, kind of saying that she wasn't in his top because he wanted a sporty lady.
Right. He mentions Lisa.
Yeah, 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 that she was his top. Yeah.
Yeah. Jess is like pissed off.
Yeah. She ITMs that she does not like being number two, but it's also like you just told him he was in your top three, girl.
Right.
She asks if he's worried because she came last in the challenge, and he says that he feels a little connection with them. And as the girls get ready, Jess issues a warning to Liberty regarding Callum, which I think is important. I think that I was concerned. I mean, obviously we see it fizzle pretty quickly, but I was concerned when that coupling happened. I was like, Liberty has the feeling, has the potential to get her feelings really, really hurt by Callum.
I know, that's true. Oh God. I mean, Liberty and who she ends up going for by the end of episode three makes me, I think, maybe even more nervous than Callum.
It's nighttime now, and Justine tells the girls that she does like Jack, but she feels like she might vibe more romantically with Curtis. And then we see a chat between Sally and Toby, and what? Why?
What do you mean?
The hair.
Yeah, the hair clips. I don't understand these choices.
I don't understand Sally's style in general. I feel like it's ultra Gen Z.
Yes, agreed. This was like too much.
Ian Sterling makes a joke about like the nearest Walmart being out of hair clips because of Sally.
Yeah.
Toby says that Sally caught his eye. He likes the face tattoo and he loves a pretty face. Mm-hmm. Toby and Sally talk about their seasons respectively. They had kind of a similar journey, I feel like. Well, I mean, she did as Chloe. Mm-hmm. Sally says that things with Johnny did not end on good terms and she would never go back to that again. I'm like, why would you be saying that if not because you were being prompted to do so, given what's literally about to happen?
Right.
we now see Liberty and Callum talking about how he wants to take this season more seriously. They talk about how her name means freedom. They have this insane conversation where he's like, no. And she's like, yeah, like liberation. Gabe, tell us quickly what you think of Callum.
Coming from someone who's not from America, I feel like the way that liberty is used and how it's kind of tied as a word to America in the rest of the world would maybe not make you think that it means freedom, if that makes sense, right? If you
think
of America,
every single English-speaking liberty, country uses the word liberation, knows the word liberation.
Yeah, and liberation is a very different. But
I get what Gabe's
Liberty,
saying.
Statue of Liberty, America. If I wasn't in America, you know, if I was in like the Central America
this
or something.
This isn't what I wanted from you. I was talking before about how you were saying Callum is so dumb. And I just wanted to.
Okay, edit out that whole take I had. But yeah, he's an idiot. I mean, what was he trying to say for
monotony?
Monotony. And he was saying monopoly.
Monogamy.
Monochromy.
No, he doesn't know the word monochromy.
I know, but
okay, thank you.
Sorry. Yeah, he's dumb. That's my take. Dumb.
I actually get what Gabe is saying though regarding like other countries and like liberty being so tied to like American
with liberty
culture.
And justice for all.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, it's funny because like Callum was like, "Really? It means freedom?" And he should have gotten that a little quicker.
Yeah. So Liberty is then told by Callum that she has resting bitch face, which I think is a really fucking mean thing to tell someone.
I agree.
Coming from someone who does have resting bitch face. But Liberty really doesn't. And she's like, I've never been told that before. Oh my God, I'm learning about myself. And I'm like, honey, you're so impressionable. Like, this is why she has the potential to get so hurt by him. I'm like, just don't listen to him. He's an idiot.
He's an idiot. Yes.
They kiss.
Yeah.
Or make out or suck face or lips, depending on where you're from. Snog.
Yes. And then Maya Jama is back. She says two new islanders are on their way. They are going to come in and kiss two islanders that they are most attracted to. And everyone will be blindfolded.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
First in is Megan from UK season 4. She says that her experience was explosive and now she's here for fun. She wants to find love. And then we have Johnny from US season 2. Johnny says that he and Sally dated for about 4 months after the show. And then after they broke up, have barely spoken since, which has been about 3 years. So Megan comes in and she kisses Callum and Steph. And Johnny kisses Imani and Selly, which was a choice. It's very awkward. And then Megan and Johnny walk out and the episode ends.
First of all, I think that Megan and Johnny are the first bombshells is a really good choice. As they came out and I was being, you know, we were being told what was going to happen, I wrote, Johnny better not fucking kiss Selly.
Yeah.
And then he did. And it felt like such a fucking violation.
Yeah.
I'm not going to give Johnny any credit, but I feel like Maya plays into it. I feel like the show plays into it. I feel like he was probably told to do it. And I was like, this was the one part of all these episodes that I actually really hated.
I completely agree. It's like so non-consensual.
Yes.
And I was like, ooh.
And the we'll get into it because they obviously talk about it in the next episode. But I feel like it could have been said more clearly, and it shouldn't be on Sally. It should be on the other Islanders. Even like the way Justine was talking about it was like, oh yeah, like how did that make you feel? Like that was like not consensual.
Right.
She does, I think, at one point say, you know, I think you knew the only way you would ever kiss me again is if I was blindfolded.
Mm-hmm.
I was horrified by this, actually. Like I thought it was like really like it makes me sick to my stomach thinking about it. It felt like very rapey.
Yeah, it made me feel very uncomfortable to watch it. I was like, it was like funny kind of at first, but then I was like, wait, this is not funny anymore.
I didn't think it was funny at all. Like when he came in and I knew that this was the situation, I immediately was like, fuck, he better not do that. Like he better not do that, because we had just heard her talking about him and how she would never go there again and how he betrayed her.
Yeah.
And it's like, that is, I don't even have words. Like it's despicable to me that like the show pushed that to happen.
Yeah, yeah. It's icky as fuck for sure.
And then we start off, I know that we're about to get into episode two, but she's asking them about how their kisses were. And she goes, did anyone recognize any of those kisses? And I was like, this is like a group violation of Sally.
Yeah.
So anyway.
Yeah, I wonder if they'll continue that with the bombs. I guess they will.
I mean, to some extent, they are consenting to it if they're there, like they're consenting to like being told to make out with people. It's specifically the Johnny and Sally thing that I think is like not okay given the context of them.
I agree. Like,
is it like the most consensual activity overall? Of course not. But like that in particular is like not okay. That is a violation. Whereas like the rest of it is kind of like silly and harmless and what they signed up for.
Right. Yeah, like if Johnny had kissed any, like literally anybody else, maybe, I don't know, Justine would have been
he could not kiss Justine or Sally. He could have kissed Imani and Lisa or someone else.
Right.
Liberty. We saw. Like, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, if he had kissed anybody else, it would have been better, but it was, well, no. Yeah. Sally was a weird choice. So yeah, so then Maya asks the Islanders about their kisses. Callum basically makes a joke about how he enjoyed his and looks down, kind of insinuating that he now has a boner.
I don't even think he was kind of insinuating.
He was fully insinuating.
She was like, oh yeah, were you excited? And he was like, why? Could you tell? And not even looks down, but like puts both of his hands down like to like point to his dick.
Yes.
Like there was no beating around the bush.
Very good point. Yeah. And then Maya asks if anyone recognizes the kiss. Sally starts to wonder if it's Johnny. And Maya says that tomorrow the bombshells are going to decide who they want to steal. And the bombs and the other person in that couple are going to duel. At this point, I'm like, what the fuck is this show? Like, what is going to happen? And then we see a conversation between Sally and Toby. Sally talks about whether she suspects of whether or not it might be Johnny, her ex. And if he did come in and kiss her, he's only doing it to be a dick. Mm-hmm. And then the two of them joke about Toby fighting to the death for her. And then he uses that as a lead in for a kiss.
Mm. Yeah. And I mean, not only is it a violation for him to kiss her in that way, but then also for her to be left wondering for whatever it is, the next 12, 18 hours.
Yeah.
Was that him or was that not him? Because it's being insinuated that it was him. It's just like disgusting.
It is.
Absolutely fucking hated that.
Yeah.
So anyway, we now see a chat between Jess and Steph, and Jess is annoyed that Steph was kissed. I mean, clearly all of the people whose partners got kissed were annoyed, and that was kind of amazing. I mean, it was obviously overshadowed by the non-consensual situation with Sally and Johnny for me, but I do love the idea of like if your partner is getting kissed, you're just like sitting right next to them, hearing and feeling it happen, not knowing who it is. Like, it's kind of amazing.
It's a wild concept.
It got to all of them. It did not just get to Jess. It definitely very much got to both Toby and Ray as well.
Yeah.
In addition to, who was the other one? Liberty.
Liberty, yeah.
So Steph ITMs that he's a player and he's here for the game, and he tells Jess it would be cool to see her fight. This feels like a continuation of their convo before, where he's like, well, you did lose before, so like fight for me and prove that you're athletic enough to be my partner.
Right, like literally. He's like, I'm going to need to see more out of you.
Justine and Sally are chatting. They're wondering if the mail bomb is Johnny. Sally's like, I feel like it could be him. And Justine is like, well, if it is Johnny, he could potentially go against Toby because he wouldn't want to fight against Ray.
Mm-hmm.
I'm wondering if that's because I couldn't tell if that meant because Ray is ripped or because they know Ray because they're all from the U.S.
I think it's a bit of both.
Yeah.
I took it as both.
Okay. In the makeup room, then, Lisa is saying that she does not like Callum from his season. Loved this. We have another player.
Mm-hmm. She's wrong, respectfully, but it's
well,
fine.
I think – isn't she saying that to Liberty?
Yeah, she's saying it – yeah, I think she's saying it to Liberty and to, like, all the girls. Like, you know, stay away from him. He's a fuckboy.
Right. She's not wrong.
I mean –
like, there's a difference between I feel the way I do about him because I'm safely outside of the villa and I find him to be amazing TV. But, like, if I was in that villa and any of my girls were potentially romantically involved with him, I would say exactly what Lisa said.
Ugh, I guess that's fair.
Because it's not a good strategy to be coupled up with Callum. I'm sorry.
That's true. You're gonna get fucked over. No, that's a good point. That's a good point.
But also you could get hurt. So, like, right. Either way, I just, like, I want him on my show.
Yeah.
But I don't want him with someone that I care about their well-being or yeah. I care about all of their well-being. But, you know, that I care about staying on the show.
Right.
Callum is telling the boys, meanwhile, that he played down the kiss with Megan to Liberty. And in the morning, we see Callum and Steph working out. They say they're both excited to see the new bomb. Callum tells Steph that Jess gets jealous really quickly.
Yeah, we've already seen that for sure.
Yeah. Ray tells the guys that he doesn't think that Johnny would come in for Sally if it is Johnny. And Curtis suggests that Toby ask about that relationship. I do like that they were like, do you know how that relationship ended? And he was like, no, I didn't like push it. I know that can be sensitive.
Right.
Honestly, a king.
Yeah.
Sally and Toby to win the season, TBH.
We'll get to our finalist predictions.
Okay, so then we see Jess and Liberty freaking out about this potential duel.
Right.
And they're like, what if it is trivia?
Right.
So Jess is like, okay, Liberty, what's the capital of Australia? And then Callum is like, I got it. Sit down. He gives them a trivia challenge.
I loved it. I loved this.
I adored it.
Uh-huh.
He, all right, self-admittedly doesn't know any of the answers to any of the right. questions he's asking, but the questions are like not bad.
They were good questions. What's the biggest marble in the world?
Oh my god, that's good.
Yeah. My accent?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. What was the other thing he asked?
Oh, what is photosynthesis? I've been practicing my Callum accent.
Oh god, good, 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 good. Jess says that alligators only eat humans.
That was wild.
Callum is like Jess. Like that's their 100% of their diet.
right.
Oh, like, Callum,
that's all they eat.
Callum is like, they are obviously both in the bottom of the challenge. They don't have that going for them. After this trivia today, they don't have that going for them. I don't know what they have going for them.
That was so fucking funny.
It is also the first very clear sign, other than just who they are fundamentally as people, that Callum will not be spending very much more time with Liberty.
I know that's true. It's a good point. They're a funny duo, though.
They are a funny duo. We now get texts with our notifications of who is going to be head-to-head in each of these duels. So Imani is told that the boy bomb has chosen her and will take on Ray in the duel. And Steph is told that the girl bomb has chosen him and will take on Jess in the duel. We see Liberty and Toby celebrating that they don't have to do the duels.
So excited. Then Maya Jama comes in for the duel. She says, if you win, then you will stay in your couple. But if the bombshell wins, they will steal your person.
I thought that this meant that whoever lost was going to be dumped, but it just means they're single.
Yeah, I was nervous at first. It was not even that they're single. They just have to couple up with whoever the other loser was.
Well, right. Yeah, but we didn't know that in the beginning.
Yeah. Jess is going first. She duels against Megan. Megan walks in. Jess's mouth drops. Megan has definitely had some work done on her butt.
Thank you. Thank you. I was like, Gabe, whoa. He was like doing something on his phone and I kept being like, look, no. And then he would like miss it. I'd be like, no, Gabe, like there's like a certain angle where like it looks like it doesn't even look like a BBL. It looks like implants.
It does. It's big.
It looks bad.
I know. It doesn't. It looks disproportionate to her body.
And like very unnatural.
Yeah.
Thank
Megan.
You.
Megan. So Megan says that she chose Steph because this kiss with him was slightly better. And then Jess and Megan duel. They have to knock each other off of a beam in a challenge of the best of three. They're dueling. Jess loses the first. Megan wins the first one. And then Jess wins the second one. And after that, Megan TMs that she felt like guilty because of hurting Jess. But Jess was also talking a lot of trash. So she didn't really feel that bad. And then in the third one, Megan ends up winning.
In the fourth round, she ends up winning.
Oh, in the fourth round. Yeah. So she says she's fuming and a sore loser. Ray and Johnny then duel. Selly throws out a little shade to Johnny. You know, the only way you're going to kiss me again was if I was blindfolded.
Mm-hmm.
Maya asks him why he kissed Selly, and he says it was to break the ice.
Maybe because you forced him to, Maya.
Right.
Complicit.
Exactly. Right. Then Imani says that she's not easily persuaded. Ray says that Johnny has no loyalty and says that coming in for Ray and the United States is a bitch move.
Mm.
And this duel was like really, really intense. Mm-hmm. They were really going at each other. Johnny ends up winning.
Ray goes up 2-0 and then Johnny wins 3 in a row.
Exactly. Yeah, it was heated for sure. Mm-hmm. But Johnny ends up winning and then Jess and Ray will now couple up. It is now nighttime in the villa. And Jack tells Ray that he should kiss Imani tonight while he still has a chance. And then we see a conversation between Johnny and Imani. Imani says that she finds him attractive, but she says she also has really good conversations with Ray, although she's still open. Johnny says he's not going to be upset if she continues to explore things with Ray. And then Ray, Justine, and Jack chat, and Ray says that Johnny's trying to play the game. He's going to let Imani know that he's still fighting for her.
We then see Ray and Imani talk, and she says that she feels like they do have a strong connection. Ray says he's still going to get to know her, and Imani says that it was a turn-on that he fought for her. It's so interesting. I'm obsessed with Imani. Her reaction to how Ray did it versus how Johnny did it was so interesting because like she was way more proud of Ray even though Johnny won.
Yeah.
I think that she was picking up on like – Johnny just wanted to win. Ray wanted to fight for me.
Yes.
And I just find that that is very intuitive of her.
I definitely agree. And we do get confirmation of that from Johnny later. Yeah.
We now see Justine and Selly chat again. Selly says that she feels like she should pull Johnny and that she would be mad at herself if she doesn't tell him that he sucks. I would be mad at you too. They talk about how him kissing her was dumb and he hasn't grown. So we now see the conversation between Selly and Johnny, and he says he wasn't sure what to expect from her, how she would respond to seeing him. Selly's like, we broke up at the Cheesecake Factory after you didn't want to pay for my nachos. And
yes.
I just paid for an entire trip to Hawaii.
Tea!
Like, how did you expect me to handle it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Why would they be eating at Cheesecake Factory in Hawaii?
I don't think they were in Hawaii.
Well.
Oh,
flash forward. The picture? Yes. Johnny posted receipts By the way, it is set to Child's Play by Drake, which is what they're also fighting about, that he was petty on Instagram saying Child's Play after they broke up. So would agree, he hasn't changed. It's a picture of him flipping off the camera and a screenshot of his bank statement, which says on January 4th of 2021, he spent at Cheesecake Factory in Honolulu, Hawaii, exactly $50.
Ah. Okay.
I have... Let's go to Conspiracy Island for just 1 second.
Let's go.
How could their bill be exactly $50?
Oh, good point.
Maybe he took money out of the ATM at the Cheesecake Factory.
I wouldn't have said Cheesecake Factory, though, I don't think. What if it's just like a doctored statement?
Yeah, also 100% possible. Like all of the amounts, because that's the one that's highlighted, but you can see some other charges as well,
mm-hmm,
are strange. It's like there's one for exactly $1,000. Well, I guess there's some normal ones, 20, 50,
I was checking
92.
The sales tax rate in Hawaii, and it's a 4% sales tax.
Uh-huh.
So I don't know. Maybe that would even it out more.
It also, underneath that, they went to McDonald's in Honolulu, Hawaii. Mm. I'm just like horrified at their culinary choices.
I know, like, you're vacation in Hawaii and you're going to like fucking Cheesecake Factory and McDonald's.
Anyway, like, so maybe he did get sushi. Maybe he didn't pay for her nachos, but it sounds like there were other issues in their relationship. I loved this.
I did too. Oh, I loved it. I was like, yeah. Oh my God, yes. Spill the tea.
It was iconic.
It was so good.
He's like, that's not what happened. She's like, you talked shit about me on Instagram. Sally's like, I don't know how you even feel like we could be cordial after how things ended between us. He's like, there were things that you did that I didn't like too. And she calls him disrespectful. Johnny's like, I'm trying to take accountability. And she's like, no, you're not. And then that is where the episode ends.
It's wild.
Of course, we now come back for episode 3 and the rest of this conversation that we pick up with between Sally and Johnny is totally cordial. Him apologizing for how he handled the breakup and them agreeing that they don't want to have tension between them and the villa and that they can be friends.
Mm-hmm.
So thanks for that super dramatic build up at the end of episode 2 that went nowhere.
Yep, pretty much.
We see Megan and Steph chat, and he's like, you're different from other UK girls I've met. Most of them have, like, normal asses. Just kidding. He doesn't say that.
He loves her ass. Are you kidding me? Yeah. That's obvious.
He says that as a boyfriend, he always puts his girl first, and he ITMs that he finds Megan very hot. And that there's a lot of sexual tension between them and they kiss. I know we talked about this in our cast breakdown. Like, I'm just a little bit worried about Steph because, and I know it's like fucked up and it shouldn't be this way, but like his English is not great.
Mm-hmm. I know.
Not in a Davide funny way.
Yeah. It's a shame. Like, you really are at such a disadvantage with English as a second language. And
not Lisa. That is Steph.
Not Lisa. That's true. Lisa's English is excellent.
It's perfect, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, Steph is definitely struggling. It's more like his English is okay, but like what he says and what he means, that there's like a disconnect there.
Right.
I think that is going to fuck him over.
I mean, that kind of inherently means that his English is not great.
I guess that's true. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I mean, it's good. Like, this is like no disrespect to Steph, genuinely.
Right,
like,
right.
And I don't think everyone should have to speak English, obviously.
Yeah.
But like, it is unfortunately a disadvantage on this show, and I worry about that a little bit with him.
For sure.
So we see a chat now between Callum and Toby, and they are coming up with a game plan on how Callum is going to pull Megan. And then they, as they're having this conversation, see Megan and Steph kiss. And then Callum walks up and is like, just whenever you're done, like, I'd love to pull you for a chat. And Steph is like, me?
Right.
He's like, no, her.
Like, oh, okay, whatever.
Yeah.
So then Callum and Megan go chat, and Callum asks why she picked Steph, and Megan says that she didn't want to fuck over Liberty because it was the only other UK girl here.
Love this.
I was like, that's telling, actually.
Well, and what you didn't mention is that the reason Callum is bringing this up is because he's like, I'm never second best. Why would you do that?
Right.
And this is such a genius move on Megan's part,
mm-hmm.
to avoid any potential damage that could have created between her and Callum by blaming 100% on her friendship with Liberty.
That's
which
such
I also
a good
think
point.
Was like legitimately a good move for mm-hmm. her to not pick Callum because of her friendship with Liberty.
I agree.
Yeah.
That's a great point.
Also, yes. probably better for her to go up against Jess.
Jess, definitely.
Yeah, like just 100%. A genius player so far.
Oh, yes. And it continues here. So Megan then says she's very competitive and she wants to win the games. Then she ITMs that Callum is an absolute legend.
She is a legend.
Yeah.
And this is such a compliment.
This game, recognized game, 100%.
I was like, he has the stamp of approval.
Yeah. I loved it. She was genuinely like, oh, I love Callum. He's hilarious. He's a legend. Like, she's clearly watched his season.
Yeah.
Yeah. But then she openly talks about her strategy on how she plans to move forward. And I loved hearing all of this open gameplay speech.
Mm-hmm.
I loved it. I was like, they have like taken the wool completely off of this show. And it's like, this is the kind of shit that's going on in regular Love Island all of the time. It's just not like overtly spoken about 100% right. of the time.
Do you know what I was thinking about? That what? I would be so fucking fascinated to see. I imagine that they're going to have the ending that we have kind of gotten rid of on our normal Love Island with the, are you here for love or money? Will you take all the money or will you split it with your partner?
Oh.
And I wonder if like the intention behind the show is kind of to create an environment where for the first time we would see someone take the money.
Oh my God. Oh my right? God. You're totally fucking right, Ari.
Right?
Whoa, because that's like a little bit more like Fuckboy Island in that way.
I know I need to watch it. I haven't.
Yeah, but you know the concept.
That you have to figure out who's a fuckboy and who's not right. a fuckboy. And then
the fuckboys are able to walk, like if the girls end up picking a fuckboy, the fuckboy can decide whether or not he wants to split the money with her or walk away with the 100 grand.
Oh, but if they pick not a fuckboy,
they automatically
they can't
split.
Get the money?
They automatically split the money.
Oh. Wow, okay, I do need to watch.
Anyway, okay, so then we see a chat between Lisa and Curtis. Lisa says that she can be her weird self with him, and they both call each other hot. Then we see a conversation between Justine and Jack. They said that they're both ticking boxes. He talks about kissing her, and then he goes in for a kiss. We then see Johnny, Jack, Steph, and Curtis discuss Johnny's conversation with Sally. Johnny says that Sally really unloaded on him, and that he doesn't think what he did was hurtful, but he's taking accountability, quote unquote, and said sorry. Okay, so that sorry meant nothing if you thought that what you did wasn't wrong.
Right.
But fine. Johnny says that when he was fighting Ray, he felt like Ray was fighting for Imani and Johnny was just fighting for himself.
Mm-hmm.
And then we see Ray, Sally, and Justine chat about the same conversation with Johnny. Sally says she was really triggered and she needed to get stuff off of her chest. And then they all decide, okay, we can be cool with Johnny now. And then Justine tells him about the kiss she had with Jack and then wonders if Curtis will ever pull her for a chat.
Mm.
I know. Johnny and Jess then have a chat. They flirt a little bit and then she ITMs that she feels like she's at the bottom of the food chain and she needs to work her way back up. So mm-hmm. she decides she's going to pursue Johnny.
Yeah.
Strategy.
So we now see a conversation between Sally and Toby. Sally is like, I feel better now. That conversation with Johnny is what I needed to move forward. Megan is telling the girls in the makeup room that the combo with Steph wasn't great, but she finds him hot. I will say, like, they sat down and I don't even remember which one of them it was, but the first thing that was said is, so what are we talking about? And it's like, yikes. Like, he should have, because she is the all-star in that scenario. He yeah. needs to fight for her. He should have asked her about her season. Or, like, there's so many built-in conversation starters. And I think that it a little bit, and I feel bad for him, goes back to him just, like, not being super proficient with the language.
Yeah, I know.
We see Lisa and Curtis kiss in bed. And in the morning, we see Ray and Johnny chat Johnny's like, I came in and I had to pick someone, but I wasn't trying to fuck over Ray. And he's like, obviously I couldn't pick Sally. So,
right.
Which to me, and I'm not saying that Johnny doesn't have fault in this situation because I do think he does, but to me it feels like if you weren't going to pick her, then why would you have picked her to kiss?
Right.
I do think he was told to do that. And then he was like, I'll just pick my number one and Sally, mm-hmm. and then choose not Sally.
Yeah, exactly.
Like that wasn't an option.
Yeah.
Sally and Justine chat, and Sally talks about how she wants how she knows that more people are going to be coming in, and she is kind of going back and forth with Toby of like wanting to be open, but she really does like him. Callum and Liberty chat, and he says that it is good for them to be open with each other. Callum's like, I'm happy with you right now, but I feel like we're just friends.
Yeah.
He says he's going to talk to Megan, and Liberty ITMs that she was thrown by the friend comment. Someone didn't watch Callum's season.
True.
Liberty tells Imani about Callum saying that they're just friends, and Imani is like, well, you're doing well because you're talking about how you feel. I'm here for you. Love this blossoming potential dynamic duo friendship.
Yeah, me too.
Liberty says that she is going to try to talk to Johnny tonight. And we now see a conversation between Johnny and Liberty. Johnny's like, I came in feeling like a villain, which is he's very game aware.
Right.
He's like, you were in my top three. So again, he should have kissed Imani and Liberty then.
Right. 100%. Yeah.
Liberty says that she's a dark horse in the competition because, of course, as a part of all of these initial convos, we're going to have to be discussing, well, what do you bring physically or mentally to the challenges?
Mm-hmm.
They have this conversation where she's like, well, I'm bringing intellect to, to any team that I'm on. And she says she has 9 A's and an A star in the GSCE. And he has no fucking idea what she's saying to the point where he's like 9 eyes and an eye star and the what?
Right.
And she's like, no, A. And he's like, I.
I.
And she's like, A, like the first letter of the alphabet. And then they're like, well, we like have a good vibe, but like definitely need to work on the communication.
I mean, to be fair to Johnny, when she said it, I was like, I don't know what the fuck 9 A's and an A star means at all.
Well, that's
like,
what the fuck is that? What's beautiful about seeing all of these Islanders in one villa together. And like, obviously, the intention of it is that we get this cultural, not clash, but like attempted understanding. And you're right. I was on Johnny's side. I was like, okay, good. Like, great. I have no idea. Like, I think I would have gotten quicker than he did that she was saying A.
Right.
But like, LOL. This conversation killed me. It was so funny. And then she keeps saying like, it just means I'm quite clever.
Right.
She's also talking about how, like, everyone loves a British accent, and it's the first time in her life that she's felt posh because she doesn't with other Brits.
I know.
But she does. It was just – I loved everything about this.
It's great. I'm looking up what the – so it's a GCSE, a General Certificate of Secondary Education.
And I'm assuming that A star is, like, an A plus.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. So it says, how hard are the GCSEs? When taking GCSEs, there's a huge mix of subject skills and knowledge. This can be incredibly difficult to manage. Students struggle to balance enough time to be able to do everything they used to do on a day-to-day basis, as well as including revision.
So is it like a...
Is it like the SAT?
SAT, yeah.
Yeah, I'm thinking it might be. Interesting. Okay. Okay. All right. Ugh, fuck the SATs. It's a bullshit standard test.
Agreed.
So, Curtis then pulls Justine for a chat. Curtis says that he has been wanting to talk to her, and Justine tells him that it was always kind of between him and Jack, and Justine would ultimately really like to find someone in the villa. Lisa and Jess then, as they see Curtis pull Justine for a chat, they're like, okay, let's go off and like try to find a place where we can sort of spy on them. So they go off up onto like one of the upper terraces. Lisa tells Jess that she only has eyes for Curtis, and Jess says that she'd be really mad at Curtis for talking to Justine if she were Lisa. Jess says that she thinks that Justine likes Curtis, and Jess was really trying to rile up Lisa during this conversation.
Mm-hmm.
It felt purposeful, like, I'm going to get Lisa really insecure.
Right. I couldn't tell, though, like, does she think this is helpful? Is this what she thinks Lisa wants? Because, like, it would not be helpful for me if I was Lisa.
Agreed. I think that Jess is just trying to put somebody else at the bottom.
Yeah.
But Lisa then ITMs that Curtis needs to make up his mind. Jack and Toby then go chat, and Jack says that he's not at all worried about Curtis and Justine. And then Toby talks about how he wants to kiss Sally more, but he wasn't really able to do that the previous day because of all the drama of talking to Johnny. And then Toby ITMs that he just needs to relax and find out where he stands with her. Jack says that Toby needs to see him be more cuddly and lip sync more in the villa.
Mm-hmm.
And then we kind of see this plan of action pan out. So Toby pulls Sally and they are like playing soccer. And while this is going on, Jack is like roaming around the villa being like, what the fuck? Why is he doing it? Why, this, like, wasn't our plan of action.
He's like behind Sally so she can't see him, but Toby can.
Yeah.
I saw a lot of people being like, oh my God, this is amazing. Jack is my new favorite character. I thought it was like pretty annoying personally.
I thought it was funny. I will say Jack is more likable in this iteration than I think I liked him in his season.
Definitely, definitely. But I also was just like, for those that think that this is like him helping Toby, I don't think this is helping Toby. I think that they should have just like had their cute soccer moment, and he shouldn't have been pushed by Jack to kiss her in that moment. That probably made her feel like less natural than, you know, if anything.
Sure. I think I saw her make a comment on social somewhere that she, until she had seen this clip, like, she was like, I don't know what the fuck is going on. Like, she was really confused during this
I'm sure. That was my exact thought. Yeah.
Yeah. But then Toby picks up Sally and gives her a little peck. Jack celebrates.
We now see a game. The Islanders are picking a card from a sack. They're just kind of around the fire pit at night. They're picking either a blue card, which is a mild dare, an orange card, which is packing heat. Hated this. Let's just like stop with all the gun references.
Yeah.
And red, which is going to be a hot dare. Johnny beats Callum in arm wrestling. Toby has to kiss who he thinks would be best in bed that is not his partner. And he kisses Megan. Mm-hmm. We see Megan ITM that she's always viewed Toby as a little brother, but he's not a bad kisser. And this is interesting.
Yeah, I know. It's like Toby and Wes to me are so similar. So
that during the cast breakdown. Like, I could see her being into him.
Yeah.
And I'm sure they've interacted. It sounds like they haven't had anything happen between them.
Yeah. I mean, Toby's, I think, fairly younger than her, too.
How old is she?
Megan is 29 and Toby is 24.
Okay. Yeah. I get that then.
Bit of a difference. But they're both Pisces. Interesting.
Jess now kisses who she feels will be the strongest in the games, and she picks Johnny. Lisa nibbles the earlobe of two Islanders that turn her on, and she picks Jack and Curtis. Very weird taste.
Yeah.
Probably the last two I would choose. Ray sucks on Imani's neck. Curtis has to kiss the Islander that he thinks is hotter than his partner.
And
he kisses
Justine.
He like picks her up and she wraps her legs around him.
Yeah.
Lisa's not happy. Callum then has to suck the toe of an Islander that he would most want to couple up with, and he sucks on Megan's toe, and she seems to really enjoy that.
That was really funny.
Yes. Johnny then has to kiss the person that excites him the most, and he picks Liberty. Curtis has to kiss the Islander that he wants to get to know better, and he kisses Imani. Mm-hmm. Lisa is upset that she didn't get picked. And with that, our episodes are over.
Unreal. A solid first three episodes.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Let's get into our awards, which we're going to go through. And as you'll see, they're going to be a little bit different than they've been in the past, but you'll catch on. So, Mara, Who was your MVP of this week?
My MVP for this week is going to be Selly. She is in a strong position right now with Toby having picked him, earned his interest. I thought that she dealt with the Johnny stuff really well. She's been getting a ton of screen time. She's a great, colorful narrator. Selly is my MVP for this week. Who is yours?
My MVP is also Selly.
Nice.
And for the reasons that you said, I also think that she is very in with the producers. She has a good third audience game, if you will, because mm-hmm. they made this entire first part of the season about her. The storyline primarily was regarding her and Toby and leading up to Johnny coming in. And I think that she's going to do super well on this season.
Agreed. Who was your most toxic Islander this week?
My most toxic Islander this week was Johnny, backed by Maya Jama and the producers, for reasons I don't need to get into because I already did.
Mine was also Johnny for the exact same reasons.
Amazing. What was your most shocking moment of the week?
This was a little bit difficult, but Johnny kissing Selly was, I think, really out of left field. I hated it, and I was like, why? Mm-hmm. What about you?
Same.
Same.
Also Johnny kissing Selly.
Yeah. And we have a new award this time. What is your LOL moment of the week?
My LOL moment of the week, the moment that legitimately made me LOL, was the nine eyes and an eye star conversation.
Great.
What about yours?
Mine was the trivia challenge. I loved it.
Absolutely.
It's also the accents, because Callum's Welsh accent is so strong. Liberty's accent is so strong. Jess's accent is so strong. So hearing all of them like say all these words together, it sounded like pure nonsense. And I just loved it.
Yeah. It's also interesting because I kind of forgot that Callum was Welsh, but like his accent, you know, when he's talking to Megan or Liberty, sounds normal to me. Like that sounds like a normal episode of UK.
Right. He has a thick Welsh accent.
He does.
Very thick. Also, our She's Got the Chat TikTok algorithm has a lot of stuff about the UK on it for mm-hmm. obvious reasons. And one of them was this guy reenacting a bunch of the different accents in the UK. Mm-hmm. And he did a Welsh one. And he was like, I get nervous doing Welsh ones because it's really close to a Jamaican accent. Mm. And I had never noticed it before. But then I heard Callum talk. I'm like, this actually is one sliver away from a Jamaican accent.
Interesting. Very interesting. Would agree.
Yeah.
Okay. And finally, who are your finalist predictions after these first three episodes of Love Island Games Season 1?
Okay, I think Selly and Toby are strong front runners right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that if Curtis and Justine do get together, I think they could be strong front runners as well. What about you?
Okay, I have a top four.
Okay.
Which is going to be Toby and Selly,
mm-hmm.
Justine and Curtis, Megan and Callum, and Ray and Imani.
Oh, yes. Okay, I agree with Megan and Callum, Ray and Imani too. I should have put Ray and Imani up there for sure.
Gosh, we are just like agreeing on all of our awards these days.
I know. It's how you know it's a good season.
That is how you know it's a good season. So you better keep watching. You better keep tuning in. I have loved chatting about it and watching this season so far. And yeah, thanks everyone for joining us. We cannot wait to chat with you next week.
Yes, can't wait to talk to you next week.
Bye. Thank you so much for listening. Please follow us at She's Got the Chat on Instagram and TikTok. Rate and review us on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. Can't wait to chat next week.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win. And support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.